It's 10 o'clock. This is AFTN News. The tempo of the war in Vietnam picked up today as the huge ammunition dump at Cameron Bay was destroyed in a spectacular series of explosions, believed set by enemy sappers. Five other American positions were shelled across South Vietnam during the night. And the Saigon Military Command reported 26 enemy attacks in the latest 24-hour reporting period. The U.S. command warns that enemy activity is expected to intensify as the Sunday congressional elections draw closer. Casualties in the latest attacks are given as no Americans killed and less than one dozen wounded. Nine South Vietnamese civilians are reported killed and 21 wounded. There were new developments today in South Vietnam's political situation, reported now from Saigon by CBS correspondent Peter Kalashir.
President Xi reviews his election day plan today. Fresh from still another meeting with U.S. Ambassador Ellsworth Parker, he held a closed caucus with 94 provincial campaign workers, his prime minister, and his vice presidential running mate. He had no words to use then, but the campaign workers talk. The president, they said, did not even mention resigning or scheduling a new election as proposed by Vice President Xi. The key ticket would still remain on the ballot despite the vice president's withdrawal Monday, leaving Xi unopposed. The October 3rd election would be held on schedule unless the president was reported as saying the Supreme Court ruled otherwise.